December 30, 1927, How Jesus Makes Himself Seen While Sowing Little Lights in the Field of the Soul. Reason for the Silence of Jesus. Immense Value of the Manifestations on the Divine Will. Divine and Human Characters. I was all abandoned in the divine volition according to my usual way, following its acts. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, my beloved Jesus has reduced himself almost to silence. He speaks so very little, even about his lovable will, as if he did not want to say anything anymore. Who knows whether he will put a limit, and will cease to speak also about what regards his fiat. At that moment, he made himself seen in my interior as a little child, clothed with light, in the middle of a field, while taking some light from his lap and sowing it in that field with many little drops of light, all silent and intent on the work. And seeing that I was surprised, he told me, my daughter, all that you think now, you have thought from the time you were writing the 16th volume, that I would cease to speak about my divine will. But I was doing nothing but sowing the field of your soul with many drops of light which, germinating and fecundated in your field, from little lights have turned into suns. These suns are the many surprising manifestations which, from that time until now, I have made known to you about my will. Oh! How beautiful was the field of your soul, invested by these suns, one more beautiful than the other. It transformed completely into a divine field. All heaven was enamored by this field, and looking at it, it felt its happiness being doubled. Now, one who has sowed has the right to harvest. And since it is a divine field, I am the owner of it, not only to harvest, but to sow it again. So, I am doing nothing other than sowing it again. Don't you see how I am all intent on the work of sowing seeds of light into this field, so that, as they germinate, the new sons of the knowledges on my will may come out. And work brings silence, and my silence is warmth, maturation and fecundity, in order to transform the little seeds of light into more refulgent suns. I work in you always, either in one way or in another. The work of my divine will is long, and therefore I am always occupied and I keep you occupied. So, let me do and follow me. Then I felt all the weight of the silence of Jesus. I felt exhausted of strengths and I felt faint. And I thought to myself, we do these knowledges on the divine fire to require so much work of Jesus and so many sacrifices. And Jesus, coming back, clasped me tightly in his arms to strengthen me, and added, my daughter, if I wanted to work for a whole eternity in order to manifest a single knowledge on my divine will, it would not be enough. In fact, the value of a single one of them is such and so great, that if you wanted to make a comparison to see what contains more value, whether the starry heavens, or the sun, the sea, the earth, one single knowledge of mine has more value than the whole creation together. In fact, my knowledge is of immense value, infinite and without limit. And as it comes out of us, wherever it reaches, it generates and multiplies to infinity the good and the light it contains. It is the true regenerator of the divine life. On the other hand, the creation does not contain an immense virtue, and it is limited. This is why I spare neither work nor sacrifices, because I know all the value it contains. And the place in which I deposit it becomes for me my divine field, my throne, my altar. And my jealousy of love is so great, that I never leave her free, and I work always, to keep her all intent on me. What to say, then, if instead of one single manifestation on my will, they are so many as to stud her, as more than a heaven, with many sons of my will? Think about it yourself, my daughter, and appreciate a good so great, a seed so fecund in the field of your soul. Then I continued my acts in the divine volition, and since it was the rising of the day, I was saying to my lovable Jesus, your will envelops everything, and, oh, how I wish that, just as the sun rises and invests all the earth with light, so may the sun of your will rise in the intellects, in the words, in the hearts, works and steps of all creatures, so that each of them may feel the sun of her fiat rise within herself. And letting themselves be invested by its light, all may let it dominate and reign in their souls. At that moment, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, "My daughter, in the soul there are two characters, the human and the divine. The divine descends from the unity, and in order to receive the divine character, the soul must live in the unity of my will. In this unity, as she forms her acts, they rise in the unity of her Creator, in that single act of God which is such that, while one act alone is formed in God Himself, the light of this single act descends down below, invests everyone and everything, and embracing everything, gives to each one the act that is needed by multiplying to infinity the multiplicity of all possible imaginable acts. Therefore, as the creature does her acts in this unity, they acquire the divine characters, that while it is one single act, they enclose all acts together. Oh! How beautiful it is to do everything with one single act! Only God has this virtue so powerful, that with one single act He does everything, embraces everything, gives the operating to everything. What great difference between the divine and the human character! The human does many acts, many works, but the creature remains always encircled within her acts. It seems that they have no light to extend and diffuse to all. They have no feet to walk, wherever they are done, there do they remain. So, as much as a creature might do, her acts are numbered, restricted, and therefore the character of the human operating is so dissimilar from the operating of the divine unity and from one who operates in it, that it is easily erased and remains without seed of fecundity. This is why I want the soul to live in the unity of my will, to make her acquire the divine characters, which are indelible and eternal, and, like light, they diffuse, they expand, they multiply, they give themselves to all. Even more, they have supremacy over the acts of all. If you knew how much pleasure the divinity takes in seeing your littleness rise in the unity of the one divine act that never ceases, to unite your acts within our single act, you, to give us your own, and we, to give your own and to impress in you the character of our single act. You put us in feast, and we feel the happiness, the joy of having created the creation. So, in order to be more attentive, you must be convinced that your living in our will is the feast that the creature can bring to her Creator. And the more acts you do in it, the more times you renew our joys and our happinesses on your part. And bringing us the whole creation on your lap, you give us the glory and the requital of love for its having been created by us.